Welcome, everyone, to the Blessings of Christ on this lovely day of July 2022, a day that we have come together to receive blessings, spiritual guidance, and connection with our dear family, because we mean a lot to each other, and we have so much to offer each other. Not, I would say, always in terms of advice, but wisdom, experience, and most of all, caring. That's what we do for each other, is we care. You know, and sometimes that's all it takes. Even if you don't have the answers, just to touch someone's shoulder, look them in the eye, and let them know you care about them. Do you know how many people in this world really feel no one cares about them? If we change that one thing, we could literally change the world. Because when people feel alone and they feel that they are really confined to a state of loneliness, they stop caring about themselves. And that is actually a statistical report that tells a lot about how people decline rapidly when they're put in any form of isolation, even if it's the best medical care, even if they have visitors from qualified counselors every day. They're living in isolation, and they experience an extreme decline in their life. And actually, many people have seen this turnaround, and there are also statistical facts to letting such people adopt a dog or a cat. Why? Because the dog and the cat actually care about you. They care about you. We don't know. We can't say for other people what love looks like to them, because I think it looks different to everybody. And this may go back to the simple statement that Yeshua gave me, the start of our conversation years ago. The most important thing you could know, Glenda, is that love is who you are. Okay, now, if we are all individual snowflakes in the universe, no one like us, can you then imagine that love itself is going to look just a little bit different for each person? Just a little bit. But there's something about caring for one another, that seems to carry a universal vibe, something that we can't define, we can't pinpoint a particular experience of it, and yet we know when we're cared for. We just know it. So I want to invite you into a place and a time today where you are really, truly cared for. And I know you come here also because you care about others. You care about the world in which we live, the culture that we share, the communities that we enjoy and sometimes worry about, and the families we would like to see doing better. No matter how much we can do or how much we feel we can't do, that spirit of caring makes an awful lot of difference. So, as always, we want to open our line to our community to let everybody really hear from them about their caring and the caring they may ask for. It's a very important thing for us to share. So let's open the line, the next available line, and see who's there. Well, it's Elizabeth. Hello, dear.
Hello, Glenda. I just wanted to thank you for what you just said, because I was having a lonely Sunday afternoon, and it just made me feel loved and cared for, just what you said, which is exactly what I needed to hear. Thank you. That was just right on time. It's just one of those days that nobody's around and I'm just feeling a little bit just lonely. And that just really lifted my heart and my spirit. Thank you. And I'd just like to ask a blessing. I'm going on a spiritual journey to Ladakh in northern India with a group of like-minded people. We leave next Friday from New York to go to India. And I would just ask for Yeshua's blessing that this trip, I feel it's going to change my life in many different ways, and I just ask for a blessing to be open, to be in the flow, to take everything I can from this wonderful journey that I'm going on, and to keep me safe, and for all the little practical things like planes and trains and boats all are on time and everything is safe, and just the pandemic is still out there, and to keep us all safe as we go through this journey. And I just ask for the blessing of Yeshua for this journey for the next 2 weeks. It's a big thing I'm doing for myself. So I just
congratulations. I think that's a wonderful step up in life. And you're going to be very blessed by it.
Yes, it's going to be something. We're way up in the Himalaya Mountains. It's near Tibet. It's called Little Tibet, Ladakh. It's in northern India, and China is on the top. Tibet is on one side, Kashmir on the other, and India below. And it's a place I've always, it's like a dream come true. I've always wanted to go to that part of the world. My soul has called me there, and this is just manifested as if by magic. So I know it's the right thing. My heart knows it's the right thing to where I'm going. So for the experience that my soul needs in life right now. So I just wanted an extra blessing from Yeshua for it all to just be everything that I think it can be and hope it will be. And to be open to every experience, and to be open to the lessons that may be there for me to help in my growth in spiritual life so I can be of service better.
Well, my dear, again, congratulations. And my recommendation is you just see him with you at all times, walking
yes.
right beside you. And no matter what you think or feel or have an epiphany or a question, ask him, talk to him like he was, you know, maybe not out loud because you may not want to be queried by other people, but talk to him from your mind, your heart, and say, wow, what should I learn from this? Where should I look? What should I think? You know, just let him be with you. He's going to love the fact that you're doing this.
Thank you,
Glenda. Let him be your big brother, okay?
Okay. Got it. Thank you.
You're going to be so glad you went. And partly because you're giving movement to your soul. You're giving movement to your life. And you're breaking it out of a limited confinement that has been forced into limitation, not by your own choice. And I think the feeling of loneliness is at a high pitch right now because so many people are living alone, being alone, not entirely by their own choice. You know, it's one thing to want to have your thinking time, your meditating time, your quiet time, your time in the garden, that's one thing. But to be forced alone is a whole other breed of cats. I'm just looking at my cat, so the analogy came to me. But anyway, I think you know what I mean, and everybody else on the call does too. So we want a full report when you get back, okay?
Yes, Glenda, thank you so much. It's just...
All right. Be safe, take care,
yes.
but love every minute of it. That would be my advice. Okay.
Thank you.
And we're going to take our next question, which is coming from Caroline.
Hi. Thank you so much. And Elizabeth, many blessings to you. That sounds like such a fabulous opportunity. I think obviously you're making the right decision to go. But I wanted to ask for a blessing, really for my ex-husband and everybody involved in his business, because it seems like he's going a little bit off the rails and making some very poor business and life decisions that may impact not only him, but also anybody who's working in the company that he has that we built together, but that I handed over to him after the divorce. And also my son has been working there, and so he's going to be impacted. Both of my sons have been impacted by some of the decisions that my ex-husband seems to be about to make. So I just would like everything to resolve in the best possible way for everyone, and just send blessings to that whole situation. And that's really it. So thank you very much. Jeshua probably knows more about the whole thing than anybody else.
Well, of course you have our blessings, and we will focus upon that. And I am going to also focus on a larger issue that is really fundamentally what's wrong here, and that is that when we go through major changes, whether it's a health problem, the moving of a business, a household, a divorce, a death in the family, it affects our centering and our balance. It just does. You know, we've been walking on two legs with perfect balance in our back and our spine, and we take the next step and then the next step. And most of the time, we don't worry about every decision we make. That's not to say that I advise you not to be mindful about every decision, but we don't do heavy research into it or worry about this or that, because our balance in life, going into the future from where we've been in the past, is it's kind of safety rail, if you will. It's like training wheels on a bicycle we give to our kids. That's the whole key to why the training wheels, they keep the balance on the bicycle. Once you learn to have your balance, you don't need it. And in life, we move through life using the balance factor as an indicator of when something is or is not workable. So when we've been thrown off balance by anything, it could have been an illness, well, any of the things I listed, okay, since I'm repeating, by anything, we're more likely to make, I wouldn't say wrong decisions, but not optimum decisions, things that may have to be corrected. Just like if you're on a bicycle, you slightly use your balance, you go to the right, you're going to have to correct to the left. A little balance there, go back to the right and back and forth until you're going in a straight line. So I really bless your family to be back on its balance, back on its true footing, moving forward into a new future that will be different from the past, but not without balance. Because, you know, one of the things I have learned, going through life, losing every member of my family that I actually knew and loved. That doesn't mean I don't know a lot of my distant cousins, never met them, don't even know where they live or how to find them. So it wouldn't be quite accurate to say every member of my family is gone. They're somewhere because my mom had 12 brothers and sisters, and so did almost everybody in our family, but they had their way of going on, which really was the way of life. Pretty much 100, 200 years ago, people went on, all the way back to the Bible where it's really talked about people moving on. Today, families hang together pretty close. And sometimes that presents a problem that we don't have full biological adaptation for. We were really meant to scatter and go on. But you know, that was back in the day when we were still populating the planet, when there was a lot of free land, a lot of places to go. And today, it's almost the opposite. We find kids hanging on, living with mom and dad into their 30s. And I look at this and I think, what in the world? What in the world? Well, what it is, it's not that they're weaklings. It's not that they're confused. It's that really, it's harder to find your balance in a complicated world. And you find your balance back with your family. So it brings up the topic even more critically that our families stay in a state of balance to one another. And the decisions will become healthier, more productive, and contain more results, and again, caring. I think, really, the spirit of caring is a great way to maintain or restore balance. So that's my gift back to you, Carolyn, and I hope that it helps and that you will focus on that in receiving the blessings, because it may come to you in that form. You know, if even God does not interfere with our personal decisions, if even He leaves the personal decisions up to us, that's not likely how the blessings going to come. What He can do for everybody is calm the waters and restore the balance. And then we make better decisions, or we recover more easily from decisions that weren't too groovy. So that's probably how the blessing will come to you and your family, and you will receive many good results from it.
Would you just clarify that one more time for me, exactly how that would come?
Clarify, you'll just feel more in balance. You'll just feel, right now you're probably feeling quite out of balance, right?
I feel somewhat, a little bit, but it's more that the people over there in this situation, my ex-husband, his new wife, my two kids who are involved in that business, there is a total lack of balance over there. That's what I'm talking about.
You will notice the balance being restored for them,
yeah,
and that will affect you too, because you worry about it.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Worry always traces back to imbalance, my dear.
Wow. Well, thank you. I mean, you've really given me a very in-depth answer.
Well, that's the bottom line.
Yeah.
You know, Yeshua teaches me always to go to the bottom line and to touch on the cause more than the symptom, because we could treat the symptoms and they come back. They always do.
Right.
We get the cause, and then it settles out.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
And I'm so looking forward to seeing you at the end of August.
Oh, I know.
For the seminar.
Yeah. Okay, everybody. We went past our early bird deadline, but I know that some of you had reasons for waiting, that maybe you needed to find out if someone could go with you, if you had the funds available, if there's not going to be another lockdown before it comes. And I understand that. But you do need to keep in mind there's one other deadline, and that's for your hotel room discount, and that will be on August the 2nd. So keep that in mind. And, I do want to apologize about something. I promoted our brand new beautiful oils to be ready last night. Well, I was tired and feeling a little like I might have been coming down with a sore throat. I had to go to bed early. I just couldn't handle any more projects last night. But they're all there now, so go jump on them. They're great. And sometimes beauty and comfort and spiritual elevation can do more than anything else. They really can. You know, I was pretty sick once. Somebody sent me a bouquet of roses. Those roses did more for me than all the medicine because of their beauty. They reminded me of higher places of the heart, higher places of the soul. They took me up there, and it showed me somebody really, really cares about me. I mean, it was almost like spontaneous healing. And I tell you what, guys, no doctor could do that. Not to say that I don't love them and appreciate them, but, you know, antibiotics just cannot do for you what the soul can do for you. It just can't. Okay, my friends, we're moving on. And our next caller is Stephen Adler. Hello, my friends.
Hello, can you hear me?
Oh, sure.
Oh, good. I am just calling in to ask for a blessing of abundance for myself and for everyone, especially during these crazy times. And that's really about it. I'm looking forward to the upcoming seminar. And if anybody out there is looking for a roommate, I would love to room with somebody. And that's it.
Okay. Well, we've got you first on the list. And I'm sure that, you know, we're a long ways from peaking on our enrollment right now. And then as soon as we get a few more, we'll start passing out scholarships. So anyone who really would like to receive a scholarship, be sure and let me know, and we'll have your name on the list for that. I'm sure there'll be some gentlemen who want to receive a scholarship, and I know that they're going to want a break on the hotel room. So have hope. It's going to happen. And you keep your thoughts high, and I'll keep mine high. And we'll get to Mark, Stephen.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Okay, and let's see. Who's next on our list? Well, I don't always know who's next. I just have to click a button, and it's like opening a secret package. Okay. Well, it's Tara Kim. Hello, dear.
Hello. Hello.
Hello? Oh, it's Jerome. Hi,
Jerome. Hi, yes. It's great up here in Minnesota, and it's a nice summer day, and the universe is just working with you and with everything, and I'm just having the greatest time of my life and connecting with I've had something happen to me connecting with the universe. 2 weeks ago, the one who was in charge of our church back in 1980, Reverend Hutchinson, came to me from the universe, and I felt him, but I felt everything from the universe with him, and it's just like the most fantastic feeling I've ever felt, and it was a gigantic universal connection, and that's our home anyway. And I've also had a time when I went to the universe last year when I wanted to just do something, and I went out to see six stars out there, and I went inside the six stars, and words can't come close to how that felt. So we're spirits of the universe with God and Holy Spirit and everything out there, but thank you for helping all of us, and thank you for connecting with the spirits of the universe that we've always been, to be a light, compassion, love, peace, and joy, and you are just doing a fantastic job to help us. So I thank you, and I love you, and keep up the good work.
Oh, thank you, Jerome. We love you and look forward to hearing from you every week. You know, I just want, we all are ministers into this group.
Yeah.
Even if you don't say a thing, your spirit is talking.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes, it's the grand spirit. Of,
yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, your spirit is felt, even if you don't say a thing. So,
yeah.
I love you all, and I just, oh, I want to see as many of you as possible at our seminar. I really do. And, you know, I'll comment on that in a minute. Let's get on to another caller. Jerome, keep smiling.
Okay, keep smiling. Yes, you too.
Absolutely. Okay, now we have, I think it's Francesca.
It is. It's Francesca. Hi, Glenda. Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for taking my call, Glenda. I just want to ask for continued prayers and blessings. In my workplace situation and really, you know, for myself, like, I would really like to, you know, feel understood and to be viewed as the love that I am there, you know? And it's like, I don't know, for some reason I'm, you know, just struggling. But I'm keeping at it, you know? So, I know you just talked earlier today about getting to the root cause or, like, rather than dealing with the symptoms, that you really have to get to the root of, you know, or to the heart of what matters are. And I don't think I've gotten there yet. I don't think I know what that is. So, anyhow, any prayers or blessings I would welcome.
Well, you know, Francesca, you are not alone in saying that. It's just most people don't know the difference between a symptom and a cause. You know, they think that because they have the symptom isolated, they have found the cause. And it's one of the most common mistakes in treating disease, or especially emotional, mental problems. I can't emphasize enough the importance to get to the root cause. But there's an even more basic place that we all need to learn how to go. And I'll get into that just very briefly now. It's a major part of the work we do in our Blessing Seminar. And this is why the Blessing Seminar itself changes lives. Whether or not you offer blessings, you become a blessing when you understand this place. Now, I have to do this very briefly because we don't have much time in the call, but it's very important. Now, you might remember the statement from Yeshua in the book of Matthew. I am in the world, but I am not of the world. And we think, well, okay, that's kind of obvious, you know. He incarnated from the divine realm, and naturally we would think he would keep a foot there and walk with one foot on the earth. And so we don't think about that in terms of anything more profound than just a reflection about who he is. We don't really know that that could apply to us. We don't know that it does apply to us. But you've got to remember, he was talking to the apostles, and almost never, well, I won't say never, but rarely, did he actually talk about himself, except as an example to give to others. His attention was always on humanity, and he just wanted to be acknowledged for his divinity, but he didn't even make a big deal out of that most of the time. He sat with lepers. He had bread, ordinary bread with people. He slept on a mat, walked on dusty streets. You know, he never expressed himself as being exempt from the earthly experience. But I want you to notice, he didn't say, I am on the earth, but not of the earth. He said, the world. Now, the world. There's a big difference. God created the earth, the universe, the stars, all of the life, the planet, the moon, all of the life on the earth is God created. Now, whether or not you treat the story of creation in Genesis as literal or semi-literal or allegorical, doesn't matter in relation to what I'm about to point out. Of all the stages of creation, there's never one place where it says, God created the world. Never. Not one. In fact, the world didn't even exist until after Adam and Eve left the garden. The world was created by humanity. And inside the world, there really is no sacred place because it wasn't created by God. And you wonder why in the world you don't find God. I just want you to, you might want, I can't give you the exact scripture and verse right now, but you'll find it. Just Google it. I'm in the world and not of the world. Take you right there. I want you to read it and see. He wasn't talking, I wasn't born of this earth. Because obviously, he had a human body. And he suffered on a cross. He was most definitely of the earth. And that was the bridge that was created. One side anchored in heaven, one side anchored into the earth. But the earth is not the world. It's so hard for me to realize that people go through year after year of theology, ministry, preaching, teaching, coaching, and almost no one discerns the difference between the earth and the world. They think the world is a natural byproduct of the earth. It's not. It's all synthetic. Totally. All synthetic. Now, he walked in it, but he's not of it. So, his recommendation in many passages, which we'll cover in the seminar, is to step out of the world. You got to step out of the world in order to find your union with the earth and your reconnection with your Heavenly Father. Now, there's a complication to that. Because the thing is, if the world is impinging on you really hard, you could fight it. Have you ever noticed when you stretch a rubber band too far, it'll snap back at you? Okay. You fight the world, it'll snap at you. You judge it, and you'll be judged. You can't, it's like you put your hand in a pot of glue, and you can't pull it out. Especially not if it's super glue. You can't get it out. You fight the world, and it just gets worse. Okay, now this message is for everybody. This is not just for you, Francesca. This is for, you gave me a launching point to go into something everybody needs to know. Okay, so what do? Well, you dismiss the world. You dismiss it. This is why he went to the desert, to dismiss the world. But you can't dismiss it out of anger. That'll just get you back. You can't dismiss it because you say, oh, this is just all messed up. No, you can't do that. It'll get you back. Okay. You can't dismiss it out of frustration. You can't dismiss it out of grief. It'll snap back on you. I know you've all tried it, so you know I'm 100% correct. Now, you have to learn how to dismiss it. And when you dismiss it, the world goes away. Some people, a lot of spiritual teachers, have come up with the idea that is semi-correct. They say, well, everything is an illusion. Well, there is there is a pretty definite point where reality begins to take place. If you fall on the rocks, you're going to scuff your knee, and that's not an illusion. Okay, but I'll tell you one thing. Everything in the world is illusion. And once you dismiss it, it goes away. Now, you cannot pray into the world. The world will distort your prayer. It's a really big mistake people make. You cannot offer blessings into the world because the world doesn't care. And if it does care, it cares only for greed, to take those blessings and use it for some of its manipulation. Oh, we've got something to manipulate now. Some good leverage. Oh, boy, here we go. You know, you can't do that. You can't do anything into the world except learn how to pass through it unaffected by it so that you can be here and not be of the world. It's a big goal. It's a big goal. And when you can be here and not be of the world, then you can give blessings that actually reach people at their core level. And that's what we're going for. The blessings don't come from me or from our blessing givers. They come from God. They come from Yeshua because they're in a holy ground that is not only not of the world, they're not even in the world. You won't find God in the world. I know you've had lots of times walking down a busy street and all of a sudden you saw God or you felt God's presence. Well, let me tell you, at that point, you may not have noticed it, but the world became very transparent. It just kind of faded away. And all of a sudden, you were safe. What was about to happen to you didn't happen to you because it belonged in the world. And the world is gone. You were standing there with God. When God appears, the world goes away. It's about as simple as that. Now, learning how to be in this neutral place, it's like your point zero. So what we do is we learn how to neutralize the world. Because you can neutralize the world without having it kick back on you. You dismiss it, and it'll say back to you, well, what's wrong with me? What's wrong with the world? After all, we gave you a house to live in. We gave you food. We gave you a job. It'll argue back with you if you try to just say, okay, you're fired. You're dismissed. Okay, well, we'll see about that. But you can neutralize it. You can neutralize it. And it's a very great goal. Actually, we're not the first to come up with this idea. Yeshua was very good at that. He did it all during his life. The saints and the prophets have done that. Gautama Siddhartha learned to do that, which is when he became the Buddha. He learned to neutralize the world. All the great spiritual leaders have learned to neutralize the world because they discovered neither wealth nor poverty should affect a soul because both extremes are just created by the world. Learning how to neutralize the world is actually the great goal of everyone's life. Most people only accomplish that in the last few minutes before death. But you can learn to accomplish that. And in accomplishing it, you can find a way to be a blessing to everyone else. Have you ever noticed on this call, I never argue with anyone. I never debate a political policy. I don't even talk about food shortages because there are none. I don't talk about monetary shortage because there is none. It just gets, money either gets seized inside one side of the world or it gets depleted from another side of the world. That's all. And in a neutral position, we are in a place to reshuffle the books. And that's a good thing to be able to do. This is why I tell you, the beginning of the blessing, we're going to take a deep breath. We're going to go to the place of neutrality. Okay? Shake your arms out. Shake your legs out. Relax. and it's all about receiving. Well, you can't receive if your defenses are up. You should know that by now. You can't even give if you're trying to give from a limited resource. The only way you can truly give and not expect something in return is to give from an unlimited resource, and that exists in the place of neutrality. So, Francesca, thank you for giving me an opportunity to say this. Now we're going to learn more about it in the blessing seminar. And this is what our blessing givers give forth into life and why they have all had a transformed experience. And, of course, this is what, whether he knows it or not, this is what Jerome is really talking about when in his voyages to the universe, because in order to do that, he's got to hit that neutral zone just to walk through the door. So Jerome has been a repeat blessing giver. And those of you who have been blessing givers before, you might want to come back and refresh your ability, as well as getting updated on all the skills that go into it. All right. Well, we've got to move on to our next caller, but
thank you, Sandra.
Okay.
Thank you.
You bet. Absolutely. Hi, Tarkim.
Tarkim. Hi, Glenda. Hello, everyone. That was just outstanding. Thank you for sharing that about the neutral zone. That was really neat. I would like to ask for a blessing today for my husband's cousin's family. It's the Gates family, G-A-T-E-S, David, Gabby, Dylan, and Ryan, for some clearing of some destructive patterns. They've got a lot of stuff going on right now. So I'd like to request a blessing for all four of them. And then blessings for a restoration of balance for my mom, my husband, and our dog.
Okay. Yeah, we love your dog. How is the progress going there?
With the dog?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he's doing pretty good. He's got that little tail wagging again and stuff, and I'm backing off his walking a little bit. We were trying to do him every day, and I think that was a little too much. So we're backing off every other day, but his personality's pepped back and stuff. He's doing better.
That's a really positive sign. Okay, well, God bless you all. And God be with
you all.
And that will blow away the world.
It'll blow the way world. I misunderstood.
The world.
I'm sorry.
When God is with you, it will blow away the world.
Yeah.
Isn't that what we really want?
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely.
All of us, we want to be here. We want to make our own choices. We don't want God to come here and be, a meddling parent. After all, he gave us free will to make our choices. We just want to make choices that are relevant to life and produce more life, produce more joy, more creativity, more of our actual reason for being here, instead of having somebody pound on our door about something going on in the world. Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
I keep up with the news, but I sure don't let it dominate my day. And I'll take one story, and once I've heard it, I'll say in prayer, Heavenly Father, keep me informed of anything I need to know, and then I'll never check back on the news on that again. Because it's just going to pull the world into your life. You know, we do need to know how we can care for others, how we can orient our constructive and beneficial activities in life. Yes, I'm all for not being an ostrich with my head in the ground. I'm all for not hiding from things. Yeshua hid from nothing. But, you know, he was really good about staying out of the world. And he knew how to do it. But we can learn more how to do it. So that's our goal, is to learn more and more about that.
Thank you very much.
Okay, blessings to everybody. And we're taking our next caller, Janet. No, it's It's Anne Marie. Hi.
Hi, aloha. Thank you so much for taking my call, Glenda. I am inspired to be here today and to read your book, actually, from two dear friends here in Maui, both Iman and Caroline, whom I love dearly. So I'm grateful to be here. And my prayer request is the following.
Hello?
Hello? Hi?
Glenda? I think something happened to Anne-Marie. It was Nancy.
Yeah, I think something happened. I think Anne-Marie's... Anne-Marie... How'd you call? Something touched it, okay? So this is... Who am I speaking with now?
Nancy. I'm from Florida. Yeah.
Yeah, I always with your relative number.
I know. It's difficult. But since I'm on, let me say something. I don't know if it's quick or not. My part, I hope, will be. And you may have to help me express this. But I want to give thanks for that magnificent view of the universe that all of us got this week from the telescope that is out in space. I think it's called the Webb Telescope. And we saw those magnificent pictures. Really gave us a little peek at infinity and at the unbelievable magnitude of creation, and it helps give us perspective that sometimes we really need. When we look at all the tiny things going on, we have to remember big things are there all the time too, and just say, hallelujah, thank you, God. I don't know if you got to see those pictures yet.
Oh, I have. I've been watching them.
Oh, my. I thought of Tony. Oh, my. And,
oh, yeah.
What
I know.
Thing.
I know.
And the chapter. Yeah. And the chapter on God and reality and Jesus and science. And this is a blessing from the scientific achievements that man is reaching now. So we are being blessed, even though we feel like we're also being harassed. We have to remember the blessings are always there, and we're moving forward, even though there are a lot of horizontal things going on. And those pictures from space made me feel like, oh, wow, am I glad I'm here right now.
I know.
Thank you,
I feel the same way, Nancy. I really, really do. And, they remind me of how much bigger reality is than what we do. You know, the world becomes nothing in relationship to those magnificent creations of God. And, it's so good. But, you know, there's another thing, too, that I don't know. It was one of those options to click on. You know how you're online and a window will pop up and say, you might also be interested in this. So it intrigued me. And I clicked on it. And what it was all about was all of the factors that would have to be put in place for a planet like ours to emerge.
Exactly. We're an absolute miracle.
The type of water, the type of atmosphere that would be required. It was actually considered to be almost an impossibility and an improbability about how or where it might have ever happened again. Now, we clearly know from science that there are other planets in all over the universe. I think they've discovered over 2 billion other planets that could likely be similar to our Earth. But let's be realistic. Venus and Mars are not that unsimilar to our Earth, but they lack the crucial components to produce life as we have it. And the scientists are now actually looking at the high improbability of a planet that has everything in it to produce this awesome creation of life that we have here. So it stretches my imagination from the grandeur of the universe to the particular rarity of life right here.
Right? We are like a wonderful heavenly experiment. And we need to keep working to express and radiate the love out into this fabulous planet that's so productive and so diverse. It's just, we could have never imagined it, but here we are, and we're a part of that creation here on Earth, but also as a part of that vast universe that we're seeing now.
I know.
It's wonderful.
It's beyond my comprehension, and I'm so glad that things like this are going on, because they literally do take us out of the world.
They do. They do.
Yeah. Okay, my dear. Is there any special blessing we can offer to you or your family?
We accept all of the blessings of Yeshua. So I won't take up any more time today, but I just wanted to celebrate that event. That's amazing.
Well, you are the blessing. So you just, okay, my dear. And we love you and look forward to hearing from you often.
I love you and all of the people on this call, and I thank them for being here.
Thank you. Okay, let's move on so we can get into our blessing. We've got about 6 more minutes and 3 more callers, so that's perfect. Okay, Anne-Marie, you're back. Good. Glad you got back on. Oh, but you're down the line, though. We'll get to you in a minute. Janice, hi.
Hi there. I'm calling to request a blessing for my brother. His name is Scott. He's been severely ill for the last year and a half. He has a really bad colitis. The doctors have tried him on all kinds of drug therapies. Nothing is working for him. He's living with pain and nausea every day. He's seeing the surgeon next week. Because they're planning on doing some surgery, but they need to decide if he's strong enough to be able to have the surgery. So I'm just calling to request prayers for him for better health, and also for his
what's his name?
So, Scott.
Scott. Okay, I got it.
Yeah. And also prayers for his family, because of course they're going through a hard time financially because he hasn't worked in the last year and a half. So
of course, I understand that. There always are many, many collateral damages that go along with the loss of a loved one, or just the ability for a loved one to be a producing member of the family.
Yeah. So he's in pretty bad shape. So if his surgery might
be going ahead in a week, or he might have to wait another month. So hopefully, you know, get his pain levels down until they're able to do that surgery.
Yeah. And just getting the stress down around him will help him improve and get ready for it. So
yeah,
we will just ask for God's blessing for whatever can be done to make him ready for healing.
Thank you.
Even better to just heal on the spot. Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah. I'm going to see him again in 2 weeks' time. I'm traveling. It's a long car trip, but I'm going to go by car and see him and stay for a while. So
I think that's a good idea. I really do.
Yeah. And that's it. That's all I'm asking for. Please.
Come on. We've got you in our heart, and we're gonna pray for Scott.
Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. Now we have a caller from Houston. You know who you are, so.
Yes. Hi, Glenda. This is Kathy. I still have my Houston number.
Oh,
I'm living
okay.
In Temple. Yes, I'm living in Temple, Texas now. Haven't called in a long time, but I wanted to ask for some special prayers for my daughter, Jenna. I know I've called and asked for help for her before, and she's still having some problems in life. Some of the others who are on the call are having similar kinds of issues in that, you know, you're trying everything, all different kinds of medications, different doctors, different counseling approaches, this, that, and the other. And yet we're still not seeing the peace and the breakthrough that we're hoping for. And I would ask, you know, in praying for her that, you know, she'd be kind of like a gateway to all the kids and the inner child in all of us who are having this path of trying to find answers to get us through the difficulties in life so that we can, you know, have some peace of mind about it, some direction that help us to be lifted up and lift those others around us up. I just ask for her name to be put on that list, and she can, the key for her, I think, is to be able to love us. So I think if she can get to that.
Oh, well, you know, I think you said the right word a minute ago, the gateway.
Yeah.
Drawing from what I was teaching everyone just a few minutes ago about dismissing the world. And when God appears, the world is dismissed. Well, when the world is dismissed, it corrects the problems. What we do so often is when we burrow into treating symptoms, creating problems that we see are in the world, we just make the world get bigger. We're flowing power, actually, and wondering why I put all of this attention on this. It's just getting worse. It's getting bigger. You got to get the gateway. Pray for the gateway. Pray for the opening, the door, the window that you can walk through and dismiss everything that is the problem. You can't fix a problem in the world because it wasn't created by God. That's what we keep missing, and that's why we are empowering what I would call corporate medicine. God bless the healers. All the doctors, the nurses, the caregivers in the world, they are among our angels on earth and the finest people who've ever lived. But corporate medicine is a product of the world, and it has been created to solve problems of the world with technologies of the world that can bring in money for those who have a profitable interest in the world. The world is not going to solve anything for you, my friends. But it doesn't mean
that when you go into the world, the corporate medicine environment, you won't find a true doctor. I go into it anyway because I know that all the doctors have to work with it to some degree, and I'm always led to the true doctor there.
Yes.
And I'll give you a real quick, easy example from my life. I was in a 10-level pain before I left Corpus Christi, before I left my previous home. And the reason I moved up here is because I knew this was one of the most advanced medical centers in Texas. And I fully was prepared to go to among the largest clinical corporations up here to find, quote, unquote, the best doctor. Well, I did, but it wasn't exactly what I expected to run into. I did all the reviews, got references from people, references from my doctors back home, and I got an appointment with the most highly rated doctor up here. We had a very quick conversation. He said, I'm not going to do any kind of invasive procedure on you because I think you need to heal naturally. And
wow.
I just went, thank you, God. I knew I'd found the right man. Now,
for
he
sure.
was right in, he was part of it, right in the middle of the big corporate conglomerate. Okay. So, in other words, you can find God anywhere, but he's not
That's
going
right.
to take you, but he's not going to take you back into the corporation.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So
right.
We did physical therapy. We did some tests so he would know more exactly what to treat. And he was doing his best trained medical work for me, but never an invasive procedure. And he just held to the faith, you don't need that. We're just going to find out more exactly what it is. Okay. I had a visitor about it, and he said, you're going to be fine. 2 days later, I woke up and it was all gone.
Wow. Well, I sure would hope for a miracle like that. This has been going on.
They happen all the time, my dear. But you've got, and you may have to work with the big corporation. You know, the thing is, we can't curse the big corporation and hope for them not to snap back at us. You know, we walk through them. Just like the old song, you know, I walk through a storm. Well, we walk through storms all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But if God is walking beside us, we'll find the rainbow. And so don't judge. Don't react. Don't overreact.
Right.
You know, don't push back upon life, but keep looking for the gateway.
Right. Well, we're trying to keep our horizons pretty broad. We are dealing with like a lot of somatic types of therapies. We're doing the EFT tapping and things like that. So we're certainly casting a wide net, and I guess part two is she is still a child. I mean, she's an older child. She's almost an adult. She's 17 years old, but you know, got to get. She's got to be the one who make the choices too on these. It's really her.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Even the child that Yeshua healed. He asked for her permission.
Right. Yes. Yes. So well,
we all have to make decisions about our life, and it's up to us. And it needs to be given to us, and we should not. What I found mostly, it's not always true, but what I found mostly is when things are forced on me of any kind, it's coming from the world. The world is really built around force.
Right. Well, and I know that I'm trying to walk a middle line here where I'm encouraging but not forcing, and sometimes I step over the line, to be honest.
It's hard when you really care for someone, but if the caring is more than the force, you'll be fine.
Yeah, for sure.
You'll be fine.
Sure. That's right. And the other thing, I guess, that just came into my mind as we're talking is that
I really feel like Yeshua is trying to teach me to be in this attitude constantly of loving and laughing and trying to be in the rapture of the kingdom.
Yeah.
And saying over and over again, all is well, all is well. Because I think without that peace, you know, it won't go through.
Well, I'm going to give you the third L to go with that.
Okay.
Laughing and letting go.
And letting go, yes.
Letting go is when faith really kicks in.
Mm-hmm.
It takes all.
Well, that's what I needed to hear today.
Okay. That's what I did, you know, right before Yeshua came to visit me. I was, he visits me all the time, but about my health, you know. I was really concerned. Can I make it to the seminar? Will I be there? Will I have the strength? And then finally, I just let go. Next day, he showed up. He said, don't worry about it. You're going to be fine. And I said, okay. I trust you. Never thought about it again. And I was surprised when I woke up the next morning, no pain. Gone. So, loving, laughing, letting go. Everybody, that you can put on your wall. Loving, laughing, letting go equals faith. It's probably the best definition I can give you of faith. Okay, we are going to take, Mary Ann's call finally again, and then we'll get into our blessing. Mary Ann, welcome back.
It is Anne Marie, indeed. Thank you so much. I'm not sure what happened before, but I'm grateful to be here. My prayer request is the following, just in a broad stroke paintbrush with three specific areas, is that I'm planning a trip to visit my sister for the first time in London after a three-year period. And she has been recently diagnosed as vaccine injured, so I feel very compelled and desire to go be with her to help her in any capacity towards her healing process. And with that said, going into this trip, the three bullet points of the areas that I desire prayers and blessings upon is, of course, initially that the trip goes at ease, my luggage doesn't get stuck at Heathrow in a big pile somewhere, but more importantly, blessings upon our relationship. My sister and I are the last of our blood family. She's the only blood that I have left, and we do love one another deeply and dearly. Although we are sisters and we have our moments where we are both can be very stubborn and defiant, and we've triggered that in other encounters at other times. So I'm envisioning us having a beautiful, loving, peaceful journey and time together, which is so important because I intuitively feel this may be the last time that I see her in this physical realm. And the last part of the blessing is just for her well-being and healing, and that she is open to receive all and any help that I may have to offer while I'm there, and that the trip goes with ease and with love and with healing.
That's a beautiful blessing to request. And yes, what is her name?
Her name is Andrea Sherland.
Okay. All right, we'll have Andrea in our hearts. And we really need to get into our blessing right now. And so everybody just relax. Shake out. As always, you know, get your back in a nice, fluid, relaxed condition with your shoulders. Wiggle your shoulders so that they're not in a tense position, supporting your neck and your back, and then move your head around so your neck is all limbered. Blink your eyes. You know, actually, that is a very good exercise for freeing up tension on your face. Just blinking your eyes because it exercises your all the muscles of your face, even your scalp. And you might want to run your fingers through your scalp, pull a little bit on your hair, get the blood up there. And now shut your legs, move your feet and your toes around. If you can, have your feet on the ground. It probably won't be earth, but still, it's coming from the right direction to acknowledge the strength and the gift that the earth is going to be giving you. Don't have your feet covered unless you're in really, really cold country, and even then, cover them with wool socks or cotton socks or linen or something natural, okay? Because we are going to be pulling energy up from the earth. And a very special thing about pulling, receiving energy from the divine, the high places of creation, and then up from the earth, guess what energies are not being pulled in? The world. So, our blessing goes from the high places to the natural places, removing energy in through the top of our head, enriching our heart circle, then down through our feet and the earth, and drawing energy back from the earth up to our heart circle, and then out the top of our head. And we will do this many times. You know, this is one of the reasons I ask you, don't cross your arms or legs, because crossing them over can bring one side of energy, like a pretzel, over to the other side. And we want to keep them flowing in a straight line. Blessing givers know that, but some of you are new and have never been here before. So you don't have to do a thing except receive. And I'm giving you a little bit of guidance on how best to receive. It starts with, who are you receiving from? Are you receiving from God your Father, the Holy Spirit, and Yeshua? Yeshua mostly will be in your heart, taking every part of energy that is being given to you and purifying it for anointing your heart, empowering your heart, cleansing your heart, and not just your physical heart, but your sacred heart. And then the Holy Spirit moves all the way through you down to into the earth. There's nowhere the Holy Spirit does not go. And by the grace of God, as you are opening up to receive from Yeshua and the Holy Spirit, you will be blessed in your point of most receptivity, your most relaxed point from a blessing from your Father. And it will happen right when you just open the gate and you're there. Blessing givers have been trained about how to get to that place, because that is actually the place where the blessing is truly given. Now, let's begin. I want you to take a deep breath, and I encourage you to count to four as you inhale. And then hold to four so that your body has a chance to receive and assimilate the energy of your breath. Then exhale to your count of four so that you give back that which you now want to share with the world, with the earth, and your fellow beings. The plants will love it. And then I want you to pause, knowing that in peace you're receiving the breath of God. And then start all over again. Count of four in, or hold. Count of four out. Count of four, pausing to give thanks and receive breath from even higher places.
Now, let us begin. You begin your prayer, and I will begin my prayer to Yeshua. Yeshua, our brother, who teaches us all that we are and can be, the Son of God, who is bringing heaven to earth and creating a new earth, that the troubles of this old world will simply disappear and go away. Our friend, our teacher, the one who walks beside us, who loves us, who tolerates us and forgives us, nudges us on to a higher realization. We thank you for being even closer now, beyond what we would ever have even asked for. We ask that our blessings be given for and to others, or so many don't even know to ask. They don't know what could be given to them if only their faith was strong enough to ask, their innocence was strong enough to receive as a child, and their courage was strong enough to then stand up and walk, knowing that the power of the Holy Spirit will lead them into a better life. And we pray for whole parts of the world where humans are trapped in a dysfunctional way of life, in many ways a hard and painful way of life. We ask for their freedom. We ask that food be given, and not just food for the body, but food for the soul. We ask that we may know and fulfill our purpose on this earth, that when we go to higher grounds, we may rejoice, and from there lead others to a higher ground, creating a whole parade to heaven. Now, we surrender into our place of rest to receive whatever you can give us. Our hearts have embraced everyone who asks for a blessing, and we rejoice knowing that the blessing will be given. All of this we ask in your holy name. Amen. Amen. Amen and amen. Your blessing has been given. There's still more time for you to receive. So go and rest. Relax for at least 7 minutes. And it's okay if you fall asleep. Nothing stops because you fall asleep. Just keep receiving. And don't be surprised if you're still receiving a week from now, 2 weeks from now. God's timing is very different from ours. But I do look forward to seeing you again, showing up for Sunday, for a new blessing. All right. Bye-bye for now. God bless. And he will for sure.